Back in 2009, James Ballou called 911 and told the dispatcher he had five friends who'd placed bombs in and around SeaTac Airport. The call was traced to Harborview Medical Center's psychiatric ward. Ballou had been committed there involuntarily. Several days earlier, he'd tried to buy an airline ticket with a promissory note. When police interviewed him in the psychiatric ward, Ballou continued to claim there were explosives hidden around the airport, but he also told officers he'd been in the Air Force for 53 years and had a cosmic security clearance, higher than just top security. Police determined there was no danger of Ballou carrying out the threat. Still, he was charged and convicted for making the bomb threat. He appealed, arguing his free speech rights were violated, that based on his mental health status, his statements weren't true threats. But the appeals court upheld his conviction, noting that his call to 911 and statements regarding the bombs could be considered by a reasonable person as a true threat to public safety and therefore outside the protection of the First Amendment. Paula Wissel, KPLU News.